Monday, July the 28th, 1997.
Let me speak a little about one problem in your world which concerns most people. It is I speak of the illness that you name as I believe it's. I feel that your earthly planet has at this moment in time become a little cumbersome. But I will tell you, dear friend, you have not seen. You have not seen this disease at its height yet. It will spread to all parts of your world. But what I want to tell you is that there will be a cure. But not before it has reached all corners of your world. The cure will come. I am sure you will be most interested in work that is being done on what you call outer space.
That's right.
Yes. It will come.
From outer space.
On work that is being done in connection with this.
And I can only say that we are very grateful to whoever or whatever energy is doing that work, because it does sound from what you say that the population on this planet is going to be considerably decimated.
Yes, and I have to tell you that there will be devastation in many areas of your planet. But I do not want you to feel that this is what so many of you call nuclear devastation. A lot of it will be the evolution of your planet. It would have happened without the knowledge of nuclear matters.
Yes, we do. Thank you for the information.
There are areas in your world, and I do have to say, not within any of your lifetime here. I speak of many years to come. Because I have told you that within the next 1,000 years, there will be a change in the way of thinking of mankind. There will be a spiritual brotherhood of man. So, for that to happen, there has to be many changes. I am sure you can reason with this and
yes,
accept that fact.
I was going to ask if we would be right in presuming that the devastation to come will be the trigger for the moral regeneration.
Yes. Yes. There will come, and I will tell you, not to make you afraid, but to enlighten you to many aspects of life upon this planet, that there will be nuclear accident, but it will not extinguish this planet.
That's it.
Yes.
Nuclear accident outside the scope of this planet.
No. Within the planet.
Within the planet.
But it will not have the repercussions that mankind expects.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, thank you. That does make it clear.
I know so many of you human beings live in fear of this disaster. It will not happen. It will not happen.
Okay.
Now, if I may return to what I said previously about the space, I want you to know, dear friends, and we have spoken briefly, that in your next century there will be space people come to this earth and will make themselves known to all. The time is coming, and it is not too far distant in no time.
I'm sorry, we shall be here to see it, perhaps, except from your world.
It has been building in the last 200 years of your time that these communicators are interested in your living, in your way of life, in human beings in general. There is much dispute, I know, in your world about these matters. But you cannot deny that there exists other life forms, many, many life forms. And the time is nigh when there will be one particular race of what you call aliens who will present themselves to the world, who will stagger you with their knowledge and their spirituality.
We can only hope that we are going, whoever is alive at there in those years, is going to be sensible enough to welcome them properly.
They will be welcome, dear friends.
Good.
It is coming that your political leaders throughout your world, they have been influenced for many years. We have spoken that they have been denying the knowledge.
Yes.
But the time must come when all will come together and it will be accepted. This is your destiny, that this life form must come to you.
Thank you very much for telling us that, because I'm sure we've all hoped for many years that these aliens, as they are called, and we don't really look upon them as that, we look upon them as forthcoming friends, would be welcomed in a charitable way rather than the methods which have been used to alienate them and deny them.
There will always be fear, but once your political leaders accept, then the common people will also accept.
Good. I think the common people are ready to accept them now. They are well aware that a lot has been hidden and denied.
I want to go now on to your world religions.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to tell you also, as you enter into a new century, that some of your most powerful church leaders will fall. I speak in particular of one religion which has held power over many for too long, and that is the one ruled by the papal institution.
Mm-hmm. We shouldn't say we're glad to hear that.
No.
But of course, it's difficult to say, because we would be glad to hear it in one sense, but sorry for them in another.
Of course, you must keep your hearts open, but you must also realize that all people must be free to know and gather their own thinking.
Of course.
There is coming no religion, mainly in the countries that you term Middle Eastern countries, where much discord, much strife to this day still continue. There will continue for much time discord in these lands. But also there, the time is coming when a new religion will show itself. I have to tell you also that the nation that you know as the Arab people will pay for their injustices. They will reap their own rewards for the harm they have caused throughout those countries.
Yes, I'm sure they will. The law is the law, as you have told us.
Yes.
But I'm particularly, and we all, I know, are particularly pleased to hear that people will be freed from the dogmatic shackles that have been holding them.
It has already happened, sir. We have seen, have we not, the freedom of the peoples who have been bound by communism. It is only a name, but it is that people have been held back in being allowed to know themselves, to know their inner God, to know that they have freedom to search for what they truly believe.
Good. So it would seem that the work which all of you gather to do is going to come to fruition.
We have much happening, and it will help. It will help. I do not say to you it is easy, it is not, it is not. But also what we do is our destiny. Only remember that whatever happens should be. There is nothing that happens that is outside the laws of that divine power which we all belong to.
Yes.
All is natural. Even all of your disasters. But I wish that you could look on your planet with more open eyes, with more understanding, and I think you would find that your understanding would grow.
Yes, I think it certainly will now, after what you've told us, that we can begin to really help in our thoughts for them, those who are going to have to relinquish their ideas, and hope that it will happen before too many years have passed, for the sake of those on this planet.
There is much to come for this planet. It is still in its growing stages. But mankind is to the realization that he has some power. He has the power of his mind. He has the power of his love. That he must allow himself to be open to all men, to all situations, to be open to those cosmic forces which surround your planet. Once you can strive to achieve these things, there would be no fear in your heart.
We can understand what you mean.
I encompass you all now, dear friends. I hope you can feel the peace which I place around each one of you. I trust that your hearts can be opened a little more to this great work that you are trying to achieve, and that all of us who come to help you will, in time, look back and say that what we have achieved is with love, and within the love of that great power.
I'm sure we shall open our hearts more with the help you and your colleagues give us, constantly give us.
What I want to leave you with is the knowledge that this planet will go forward, will complete its evolution. It will not be destroyed by man. When the time comes that it must extinguish itself, and this we have spoken of, dear friends, it will be a natural thing. You understand.
We do. And again, we thank you for the information. It does enable us to realize that we still have to work more deliberately towards the awareness of spirituality, that it's not going to be cut short by a sudden planetary destruction.
I want you to fully understand that it is so natural what you are working towards. Do not feel that any destruction, famine, wars, loss of life are not known of. You have to look to the wider scope of life to fully understand what mankind is doing to himself.
Yes.
And to know that some of these, what you term catastrophes, are not catastrophes in the sense you understand, but are what you call your earthly fate. Do you understand?
Yes, I think we do. Everybody understands that. Thank you for the explanation.
So continue with your love, with your openness, and you certainly can help those others who are lost in the darkness in your world.
Yes. coming?
No. I didn't leave you with my love.
Teaching tonight, and I've used with you.